Hey, it's Anna. Last week, we released an episode about the many challenges of childcare in America right now, with a childcare provider whose centers are currently open and a parent who's depending on one of those centers so she can go back to work. But we've also heard from a lot of you who have not had access to childcare for months and who have had to make big changes in the way you're taking care of your kids. One of the people who wrote into us is named Bill Army. He lives in Queens, New York, and he has two daughters.
Before March 12, 2020, I was a Broadway actor. That was the day they closed the theaters. And now they're saying they won't be reopening them again until January 2021, at the earliest. I have a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. My wife of 11 years is an emergency medicine doctor. Since she was doing and continues to do incredibly important work, and since my industry was and continues to be shut down, I became the full-time stay-at-home caregiver to our children, which has been challenging because I never envisioned being a full-time stay-at-home dad. My older daughter was used to leaving the house on a daily basis for nursery school before the pandemic, and she was used to taking trips to the playground at the end of our block. She was used to seeing friends and family weekly. She was used to adventures to the zoo and rides on the subway. And all of that changed. No school, no playground, no friends. Just our apartment and our imaginations. So early on, I developed what I began calling our field trips. Basically, I would choose a place that we would pretend we were going, and then we would use all the arts and crafts and tools and cardboard at our disposal in order to make that destination seem real. We pretended we were at the beach, so we wore bathing suits and sunblock and put on Sounds of the Ocean on my phone. When we pretended we went camping, we roasted a marshmallow over a bunch of tea lights in our living room, and I played Sounds of the Loons in the Adirondacks on my phone. We did a carriage ride where we decorated my daughter's wagon and we hitched up their rocking horse. We did a gondola ride. And in early June, we did a protest. We took every stuffed animal and toy and car and we lined them up en masse. We made signs. We got really into it. But there were lots and lots of challenging moments through those 3.5 months. And at first, I wasn't sure how much to say about the pandemic, but eventually I did explain that people were getting sick with a virus called COVID, and that was why mommy had the deep, deep grooves in her face from the mask that she wore at work to help make people feel better. We've had some really good days, and we've had a lot of really hard days. The lack of work for me has been really, really hard and really lonely. I really hope the theater comes back someday. I don't like thinking of myself as inessential. I'm sure that there are people listening right now who understand what I mean. It's really, really hard not to feel expendable for those of us whose industries have been sidelined by COVID. I was a Broadway actor, and I hope I am again someday. And until that day, I've got the more important task, I guess, of raising my daughters and supporting my wife. Thanks for listening.
That's Bill Army. He was most recently on Broadway in The Band's Visit, a show that won a lot of Tony Awards, including Best Musical. You can see pictures from Bill of the amazing indoor scenes that he designed for his daughters on our Instagram. We're at Death Sex Money. Make sure you follow us while you're there. And if you're a parent taking care of kids at home and are looking for some new ideas of ways to stay busy or have some great suggestions of your own, check out our pandemic toolkit. There's a tab at the bottom called Things for Kids. You can find it at deathsexmoney.org/pandemic toolkit.